David, now we come to chapter 6 of Galatians. It's a shorter chapter. It's okay. Winding things up.
Yep.
Still some strong, you know, statements in there.
Sure.
He calls out the hypocrisy of those that are false teachers.
Yeah.
But he pulls out a couple of things. First of all, he asks them to be gentle in handling this with others. Sometimes when we get truth and we're on the right side of truth,
yeah,
we can use it a bit like a club and an axe to beat up the other side.
Yeah, yeah. You can get very righteous about it. Yeah.
Considering Paul's just been having a big go at the false teachers.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But he actually pulls it back and says, but you know what? If people are struggling, let's do this gently. Let's not come across as the know-it-alls, but let's help those and bring them through. So there's that.
Yeah, he tempers it with love.
Yeah.
You can hear the love coming through, but he's still angry at the hypocrites. Like he says, not even those who are circumcised keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that you may boast about your circumcision. They may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. So he was still going hard, but you can see he was starting to temper things down a little bit. Yeah.
And he then listen for the final part where he just says, listen, I'm just putting it all out there. And he says, listen to what, you know, see what big letters I write.
Yeah.
I take that with, this is Paul actually doing the final, he would often write the last few verses himself. They weren't verses, they were just, he would just write the last part of the letter himself, which was like his signature.
Yeah.
So you could see it in his handwriting. And so he now takes the pen and you can see, and he says, look how hard I'm pressing.
Yeah.
Look at the big letter, you know, look how big and bold these letters are.
Yeah.
I want you to see my heart for you.
Yeah.
And then he makes this amazing final plea. He says, listen, it's all about the cross.
Yeah.
It's all about the cross. Never forget that. It's about the work of the cross.
It all comes back to Jesus. Yeah.
So listen to these final words as David reads chapter 6.
Okay. Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, even if a man should be caught committing a sin, you who are spiritually minded should, in a gentle spirit, help him to recover himself, taking care lest any one of you also should be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so carry out the law of the Christ. If a man imagines himself to be somebody when he is really nobody, he deceives himself. Let everyone test his own work, and then his cause for satisfaction will be in himself and not in a comparison of himself with his neighbour. For everyone must bear his own load. He, however, who is being instructed in the message, ought always to share his blessings with the man who instructs him. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, that he will reap. For he who sows the field of his earthly nature will from that earthly nature reap corruption, while he who sows the field of the Spirit will from that Spirit reap immortal life. Let us never tire of doing right, for at the proper season we shall reap our harvest, if we do not grow weary. Therefore I say, as the opportunity occurs, let us treat every one with kindness, and especially members of the household of the faith. See in what large letters I am writing with my own hand. Those who wish to appear to advantage in regard to outward observances are the very people who are trying to compel you to be circumcised. And they do it only to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Jesus the Christ. Even these men who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast of your observance of the rite. But for my part, may I never boast of anything except the cross of Jesus Christ, our Master, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision nor the omission of it anything, but a new nature is everything. May all who rule their conduct by this principle find peace and mercy. They who are the Israel of God. For the future, let no one trouble me, for I bear the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the blessings of Jesus Christ our Lord rest on your souls, brothers. Amen.